Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across Canada. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. Today, we will look within the broadcasting radius of CKUW 95.9 FM, one of the program's newest syndicate stations at the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba. It is located on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Oglala Sioux, Nahiawak, Oji Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and it is the homeland of the Métis Nation, in particular, the Michif Pai. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured in these observations have adapted elements of Black culture originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 221, Looking for You. Thank you. Hello, my dazzling good sentries. Welcome to a brand new session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Very special indeed to be featuring yet another collection, another curation of magical pieces for you, and so soon. This has actually been recorded just a few days after last week's program, and it's actually, I guess, at this point, when this goes live, I will be out of my self-quarantine with COVID. So I'm right now, it doesn't feel like I'm free yet, but I'm still getting by, yes. Giving you these collections is getting me to do stuff. And I'm happy to share the music out there to you lovelies. Let us just jump right in. We began our newest session today with a fellow electroacoustic effected clarinet player, Clary Loops, the music project of Melbourne, Australia's Ruby, playing us some neoclassical electronic music made almost entirely out of clarinet textures. Lovely music. We heard the track called Gray off of their 2021 album Sun Rain. What a magical, beautiful interpretation of gray, of the color gray. Every color can be so beautiful. Our first grand set in today's session will include such artists as Ina Kleina China, Nyla Hunter, Brendy Younger, Acetone, and Nala Sinfro. Another pleasure this week to premiere another new track by Ina Kleina China. I want to, I guess, take a moment. I've been pronouncing their artist name wrong. I've been saying Ina Klein China, but I forget Ina. It's pronounced Ina Kleina China, the experimental electronic music project from Charles Gunn from Calgary. They are going to be releasing a brand new album on the label Boat Dreams from the Hill called Prince Tetsushin Kogyo. It's going to be released very soon on January 28th. We today are going to be listening to the title track of said album. So another special SMK radio premiere of the track Prince Tetsushin Kyogo by Ina Kleina China here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We'll be right back.
Thank you. This is Nomi.
G.
And Robbie.
We are Devouring Saturn, and you're listening to the SMK.
The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
Online at CFRU.ca and syndicating across Canada.
Oh, yes. Yes, these sounds, these tracks sound so nice right now with everything going on. Really relaxes and takes you to a different place, away from over-stressing and anxiety and stuff. It really helps. I hope it does for you good sentries out there. Our grand set began with the radio premiere of Prince Tetsushin Kyogyo by Ina Kleina China off of the album Prince Tetsushin Kyogyo, to be released on January 28th on the label Boat Dreams from the Hill. I'd like to thank Ina Kleina China for allowing me to premiere two tracks off of their new album. In the rest of this grand set, we got the pleasure of listening to many BIPOC harpists. I guess in general, I've been getting into more alternative harp music. And these are amazing harpists indeed. After Ina Kleina China, we finished listening to the rest of Nyla Hunter's Spells EP released back in 2020 on Leaving Records. We finished listening to that with the tracks White Flower, Dark Hill, and Talisman. Then we heard Brendy Younger. Listening to Tickled Pink off of their new album released last year on Impulse Records called Somewhere Different. And then before listening to another harpist, we got to listen to an interesting artist coming out of Leaving Records, Acetone. That's A-S-A space T-O-N-E. They are a multidisciplinary, multinational group formed in New York City, comprised of Malati Malay, Tristan Arp, and Kazi. They just released last year on Leaving Records, Live at New Forms. Reading a bit from Bandcamp, originally commissioned by Yusu as an event-specific work for the New Forms Festival in Vancouver in 2020, Acetone worked together virtually during quarantine, embracing new approaches to chance-based composition. The group's members individually recorded a pool of generative loops and field recordings in lieu of performed songs, abiding to general tempo and key parameters, yet each responding to their respective lockdown environments in Mexico City, New York, and the Australian rainforest. From this nonlinear web of possibilities, Acetone prepared a continuous 30-minute piece via Zoom, which was later adapted and specialized for the 4D space 32-channel audio system at Loeb Studios in Vancouver by producer and festival curator Yu Su. Off of Live at New Forms, we listen to the track 5, which is represented by the 5 strikes, I guess. 5 eyes. Capital eyes would be how you would see it on the album. And finally, we finished listening to the other BIPOC harpist that I mentioned, Nala Sinfro, the Caribbean-Belgian composer, producer, and musician living in London, England. A few sessions past, we had listened to a track off of their brand new album, Space 1.8, released on Warp Records. Today, we listen to Space 5. Moving on to our next grand set, we have three artists of extended works: Christine Oat, Eric Thorfinson, and Provincial Parts. Last week's session, we listened to Snowdrops, which comprises of Christine Oat, but I decided this week to go back to her most recent solo album, Time to Die, released on Gizeh Records. To begin this set, here is Christine Oat and the piece called Brahms, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you.
We began with Christine Oat in her piece, Brahms, from her solo album of last year, Time to Die, released on Gizeh Records. Then we heard Eric Thornfinson. We haven't heard that name in quite a while. This is the Toronto-based multi-stylistic artist and performer, an eclectic soloist, and also he has a prog metal band, Autocatalytica. He's actually just released, I guess under the radar a bit, a new experimental Folktronica album last year in late August. It's an entirely instrumental and electronic endeavor conceived and executed during lockdown. We listened to Green Dance from this album called No Mountain. And finally, we're continuing our quest, our journey through Provincial Park's new album, Scenic Equilibrium, released on Safe Sounds. From this electronic avant-garde jazz project, we heard part three of this album. To end off this first hour of the SMK this week, we bring back another artist, Apollo Sons, the Winnipeg Jazz Rock Fusion Collective. Continuing to listen to some pieces from the new Release a Relationship of Force. Here is Rosie by Apollo Suns here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. I'll see you very soon in our second hour, which is going to be a quite an energetic one indeed.